Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Ukraine is set to replace its defence minister, Oleksiy Reznikov, in the highest profile government change after a corruption scandal in his department. Mr. Reznikov wasn't personally implicated. The current head of military intelligence will take over the key role. Anna Pissarro reports.
Oleksiy Reznikov's position had been under scrutiny after some of his department's officials were allegedly involved in a procurement scandal, supplying army food at highly inflated prices. Mr. Reznikov was criticised at the time for not tackling it quickly enough. Announcing his replacement, the head of the governing Servant of the People bloc and Ukraine's chief negotiator with Russia said the war and circumstances called for strengthening and regrouping. However, David Arakhamiev said Mr. Reznikov would remain in the government as Minister for Strategic Industries to strengthen cooperation between the military and industrial sectors. He described the transfer as a logical decision given Mr. Reznikov's security expertise.
Millions of people in Ecuador have voted in a referendum on whether the constitution should be changed to allow the extradition of criminals convicted of drug trafficking offences. The measure is backed by the right-wing president, Guillermo Lasso, who has seen his popularity plunge amid a surge in gang-related violence. Our Americas regional editor, Leonardo Rocha, has the details.
Ecuador was one of the most peaceful countries in the region until a few years ago when local criminal groups got involved in large-scale drug trafficking. They were hired by rival Mexican cartels to smuggle cocaine produced in Peru and Colombia and began a turf war. Latin American drug lords fear being extradited to the United States and being imprisoned there, losing the privilege they would enjoy in local prisons and being forced to give up control of their gangs.
A state of emergency has been extended for 60 days in seven southern Peruvian regions most affected by anti-government protests. The measure bans public gathering and gives police extra powers to dissolve demonstrations and remove roadblocks. Republicans in the United States have criticized President Biden for allowing a Chinese surveillance balloon to remain in U.S. airspace for a week before fighter jets shot it down off the coast of South Carolina. Here's David Willis.
President Biden approved bringing the balloon down on Wednesday, but military officials decided to wait until it was over the Atlantic Ocean rather than run the risk of debris hitting people on the ground. That delay has been seized upon by Republicans, who maintain that by allowing the device to cross the continental United States, the White House enabled China to spy on key U.S. military installations. Senator Marco Rubio said the flight path and time spent in American airspace was unprecedented.
World News from the BBC. Mali's military government has given the head of the UN peacekeeping mission's human rights division 48 hours to leave the country. A spokesman said Guillaume Ngefa Atondoko Andale had committed subversive actions in his selection of witnesses to testify at UN Security Council briefings on Mali. The United Nations says one officer has been killed and another wounded after their helicopter was attacked while flying in the skies over the Democratic Republic of Congo. It's not known who carried out the attack. Thousands of people in the Danish capital Copenhagen have demonstrated against government plans to scrap a public holiday to pay for increased defence spending. Organisers say the rally was the largest in recent years, but police haven't confirmed the numbers. Risto Pukka has the details.
The Great Prayer Day has been a public holiday for more than 300 years, but it wasn't its antiquity that drew tens of thousands outside Christiansborg, the Danish parliament. The unions are angry at the government seeking to legislate on matters they say have traditionally been decided between them and employers. But the government is adamant. It says that after the Russian war on Ukraine, Denmark must increase its defence spending to 2% of GDP, and that the best way to finance that is to scrap the extra holiday.
Italy's cybersecurity agency says that thousands of computer servers around the world have been the target of a ransomware hacking attack. The agency's directors said servers across Europe, the United States and Canada had been compromised. Beyoncé has inched closer to becoming the most awarded artist at the Grammys, which are underway in Los Angeles. The R&B star has taken two early awards for songs from her album Renaissance and is now one away from the all-time record of 30, with several nominations left. The main Grammy ceremony begins shortly and will feature performances from Harry Styles and Lizzo. BBC News.